This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app.
Hallelujah, it's Friday, 'cause I've been working all week.
This is a Football Friday edition of Dirt and Spray. On 1080 The Fan.
Here we go. All right, welcome back in. A Football Friday Dirt and Spray here. Good morning. Happy Friday. I've been game planning properly lately in the mornings to get ready. And so what I do is I'm kind of a caffeine addict at this point. It's probably why I will die early, and I have a shot of double shot of espresso.
Woo!
And then I also have like an energy drink, and my wife drank all of my energy drink.
You didn't have the energy drink left,
so I'm only running on the espresso shots.
Uh-oh.
I think it's good enough.
We'll
see.
Well, Swag's not back there to drink 37 cups of coffee, so there should be some coffee remaining in the building throughout the course of the morning.
He legitimately goes back and gets like nine cups of coffee.
It's every other segment. He walks back to the kitchen to get a cup of coffee.
Guys can't get thirsty anymore? Come on now.
I mean, you can be thirsty. I just don't get not bringing your coffee. I think that's a free thing for him. We have free coffee, so he probably prefers to have it for free, but I like having my coffee right here so I don't have to get up 15 times a show.
The worst is if he's doing the three camera angle that Will is currently doing on YouTube. The worst is when he decides to do that angle, and then he's caught yawning. Like, cool, way to make our radio show sound fun.
I got a talking to for gambling one time while I had the three thing on.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Are you farting around on DraftKings? What are you doing over there?
I had hot bets I had to put in, man. I had winners.
That's what it is on a Football Friday, baby. We'll spray the line, by the way. I don't know if we'll get his picks, and if we don't, you're going to make his picks for him.
Yeah.
Can't wait.
That's the way it works.
All college football.
No, you got to go all NFL. We want three big little bets NFL.
No,
NFL
I'm not
picks
going
only today.
Don't make me go shirtless
the rules.
Again. That
the
would
rules.
Be a shame.
You are going to pick NFL, and you're going to be half naked doing it.
It would be a shame if I had to take my shirt off.
At 8:30,
it would be a shame.
Will Ortner will pick Lions versus Vikings naked in the producer studio.
Dirt, I feel like if he unzipped that pink hoodie he's wearing, there's no shirt underneath.
There
I feel
is
like he
not.
Is mentally
there's probably
ready.
A pretty good hide. Yeah. Yeah, pretty good chance over there. That
he's ready.
Time to start doing push-ups, boys.
Yeah. Well, you don't need to. I can see the physique. It's standing out.
The pecs are there.
Let's get to the baseball stuff. Why have the Mets and Dodgers had such an awful series? I thought that was like a lock to be a good series.
Been one of the most unforgettable, unwatchable, I don't care series that I can ever remember in the history of the Major League Baseball playoffs. Coming in, you had New York, LA. Ratings were crazy for game one. Shohei Ohtani in this spot. He had another tank job last night, so you got that right out of the gate. That was fun to see. You've just had alternating blowouts. Well, not really alternating at this point. The Dodgers have stacked back-to-back blowouts. Imagine how much those tickets cost for Mets fans at Citi Field. In the last two games, by the time we've gotten to the seventh inning, the stadium has been empty. Every seat behind home plate, the people are gone. Like you cannot ask for a worse outcome in the Major League playoffs when you have a standalone game after the other one earlier is this crazy comeback. Oh, my God, home runs, madness. And then that one, by the time it's in the fifth inning, the game is over and everybody clicks the channel.
You mentioned on Monday's show how you couldn't handle the anxiety of your team maybe blowing the game to Ohio State, so you left.
Yes.
Now, you had a media credential.
I did.
I was watching that baseball game way too late into the night. Like, why am I still have this on my TV?
Yeah.
And I did notice they hit like a double down the line, and it's like the seventh or eighth inning. And I looked on the replay, and there was nobody in the first like seven rows.
I got the hell out of there, man.
And I thought, okay, I get getting your ass kicked. It's not fun. But those tickets are not cheap either.
No. I don't get the fan that leaves those kind of events at that point. Even if you knew the Mets weren't going to come back.
Which we did know.
They've shown so much ability to come back and have late drama that, like, isn't it worth it financially to stick around for one more inning?
You're probably right, but I think if you're spending that kind of money on those tickets
near
the front of the stadium, that's a drop in the bucket for you. I bet if you looked around, to your point, I bet the 300 level was full later in the game. Like, I bet those people who are spending their hard-earned money on those tickets and, like, scraping together a couple of dollars, I guarantee you they stayed for most of the game.
Well, I'm just glad they're about to be eliminated. I hate the Mets.
One more game today. Could be it.
No NL East team, please. That's all I care about. The other game ended up being good.
It did end up being good.
The Cleveland Guardians, the Cleveland G's, went up 3-1 going into the eighth.
Feeling great.
My boy Matthew Boyd gave up one run in five innings pitch.
Like, he was awesome.
He had a good night for himself.
They bring on their stud closer who nobody has been able to touch all season long in the eighth inning.
He, going into the playoffs, had not allowed a run since May.
Like, you can't hit the guy.
And suddenly the playoffs come and this guy is getting lit up a little bit. He walks Soto and then Aaron Judge finally does it. He finally has a playoff moment.
Yeah.
Homers. Tie game 3-3.
Oh, my God. Top of the eighth inning. Madness.
There we go. And then immediately after, Stanton comes up. Bam! He hits another shot. It is 4-3 Yankees.
Shock stadium.
Going in the top of the eighth. They take the lead, go up 4-3. They add another. They go up 5-3.
Yeah.
And then Johan Kenzie Noel. So they like Big Christmas is his nickname.
Yeah.
He steps up to the plate. There's two outs. There's a runner on, and this is what he does.
Last guy left on Stephen Vogt's bench. No time like the present. Swung out and hammered! High! Deep to left! Away! Out of here!
So that was Tom Hamilton, the radio guy on WTAM.
That is such a great, that's such a great call.
That is a good call. Is this one better? How about this one for Johan Kenzie Noel?
Feliz Navidad! Feliz Navidad! Acaba de empatar el encuentro la Navidad en octubre! ¡Qué bárbaro, qué monstruo!
Se puso la Navidad y no ha nevado todavía. Lo que cayó fue la explosión que le dijo a ustedes si se pasaba Nate Thomas, algo iba a pasar. La puso chiquitita. John Kenzie Noel, gozándose empate este partido. Le dijo a ustedes que esto no se ha acabado. Todavía una gran oportunidad. ¡Qué clase de palo, mi gente!
I love a good Spanish call.
The Mo Bamba in the background hits pretty hard, too. Just a dude running the bases, tie the game, no big deal. Are we now that we're in the trust tree here on a Friday, and yeah. I figured I'd bookend the week the same way I started the week.
Okay.
I think I got a problem.
What do you got a problem for?
So Saturday night is...
You gambled on the Yankees.
No, I did not. Saturday night is an all-time classic finish. I thought my team was going to lose, and I left after they kicked the game, what was the game-winning field goal, thinking they're going to lose this game. I'm getting out of here. I don't want to watch my team lose.
I told those older Buckeye fans that you did that, and they couldn't believe it.
Couldn't believe it.
And I said, well, you haven't seen Oregon heartbreak losses.
There's been a lot of them. There's been a lot of them, and I don't want to witness another one, and I can't handle this pain. We are feeding the little guy last night in the kitchen. I had the entire game on. The entire Guardian-Yankee game was on my TV. I didn't sit down and watch the whole thing, but saw almost all of the game. Wife walks into the kitchen. I'm kind of getting dinner ready. Makes a comment like, hey, I thought football was on tonight. And I was like, oh, it is. I just haven't flipped over yet. I want to see the end of the game. It's 5-3. Guardians had a runner on first with nobody out in the ninth inning.
Yeah.
I'm like, let's just see how this goes. Right as I make that comment, I want to see the end of the game. Next guy steps up, hits into a double play on the first pitch. Like the easiest double play I've ever seen turned. And I said, oh, that's it. And I turned the game off. I'm not kidding you.
Shocking.
I turned the game off.
You've seen too much playoff
baseball.
Two
outs, nobody on base, 5-3. It's the Guardians. They just gave up the lead in the eighth. They gave up another run in the ninth. This thing's over. And I didn't even realize it until like, because I didn't have my phone. I wasn't looking on my phone.
Right.
45 minutes later, I'm like scrolling on Twitter and I see the highlight of the Noel home run. And I'm like, wait, what? And then I thought, is the game still going on? And then I pulled up my ESPN app and saw that they hit a walk-off home run. And I watched 99% of that game rooting for the Yankees to lose.
Right.
Bummed that the Yankees were going to win, turning the game off with two outs in the ninth inning. And you, missed all of the fun stuff.
You're on a heater.
I'm on a heater right
I'm
now.
I'm curious what game you will turn off that will end up turning around
there
even
will be
when you
one.
Think it won't.
There will be one this weekend. And I'm like, fourth quarter, that game's over. Click, and then you're going to find out they lost.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app.
Final point on this, because it was nice to have a good playoff baseball game. We hadn't had that in what felt like forever.
Yes.
When I watched the highlight, because I missed this live, I was at my daughter's cross country meet.
Yeah.
I was kind of shocked of the percentage of Indian gear I'm still seeing in that crowd versus Guardian gear.
I'm not surprised by
that. It's all over. These are also the same people that had Deshaun Watson gear or like he's innocent gear. So just remember that. Okay. It's the same town.
People hold on to that stuff.
I know.
Yeah.
But
I'm not surprised at all by that.
I was surprised to see the highlights and like everybody's gear is like,
Chief Wahoo is all over that stadium.
Over the stadium.
People are not giving that one up. I'm sure the same thing is going on in Washington. I bet there's a lot of people that haven't moved on from the old football name.
Occasionally you still hear people say the name too.
Like, it still slips out for me all the time.
You just did it.
I see the name and it's the first. It was my entire life. It's what pops into my head.
So Cleveland at least making that series interesting. They're still down 2-1, but they win it in walk-off fashion in the 10th with the game-winning home run.
With the guy with maybe the best nickname in all the sports. Big Christmas and singing Feliz Navidad as he rounds the bases was pretty damn cool.
Yeah, Will, can you pull just the Feliz Navidad? Because I might want to use that as a drop in December.
Yeah, I can do that.
Okay. Feliz Navidad. Now we get these highlights to get spliced up with songs. So like Celine Dion is one with these big moments when they happen. Mariah Carey, people do it. And somebody spliced it last night, this home run, with just Feliz Navidad playing in the background.
It's delightful.
The entire time. It's a great song.
Hopefully that baseball series continues to be at least good. The Mets-Dodgers has been one of the biggest duds in sports this year.
Yeah, Yankees-Guardians will be going on at the same time as the Duck game, so I'll keep an eye on it on my phone probably, but not going to be glued to it unless it's close late.
It is a Football Friday, and we have a lot of football to get to, so let's get that going next. But first, Big Will with a sports update.
You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll off.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.